This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A train conductor for the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad was struck and killed by a train last Sunday in Columbus, Montana, 40 miles southwest of Billings, the National Transportation Safety Board said. The incident occurred at about 9:40 a.m. Emergency response officials weren't sure what happened other than that an individual was between two trains, said Nick Jacobs, Columbus Fire and Rescue's assistant chief. One train was parked on one track and the other train was moving on another track, he said. And the moving one struck him somehow, Jacobs said. BNSF investigators are on the scene, as well as Columbus Police and Stillwater County Sheriff's deputies. The NTSB and Federal Railroad Administration officials were also at the scene, Jacob said. The identity of the deceased was not immediately released. The accident caused an hours-long road closure at one of the busiest highway and railway crossings in the area. BNSF Railway operates one of the largest freight railway networks in the U.S. and has been criticized for its safety violations and workplace hazards. A report by the Federal Railroad Administration last year found that BNSF was generally striving to improve safety on a consistent basis, but that frontline workers often did not feel comfortable reporting safety concerns for fear of being disciplined. The agency prepared the report as part of an effort to review all major railroads to address safety concerns after a Norfolk Southern train derailed in East Palestine, Ohio in 2023. Last year, Norfolk Southern agreed to pay $600 million in a class action lawsuit settlement related to the derailment. In Bozeman, a long vacant lot on North 7th Avenue near Interstate 90 will be transformed into one of Montana's largest mixed-use developments, with construction scheduled for 2026. The project, called Bozeman Square, will span 31 acres from the former Kmart site on 7th Avenue east to the Gallatin County Fairgrounds along Oak Street. The development will eventually contain more than 1 million square feet of residential, commercial, arts and entertainment space, along with a potential convention center, hotels, and restaurants. The entire development will take 5 to 10 years to complete. Phase 1, set to break ground in 2026, will include about 100,000 square feet of retail, residential, and commercial space, plus 200 affordable housing units. The development aligns with both the city and county master plans for the Midtown Bozeman area. The 31-acre site is bounded by 7th Avenue, West Oak Street, Tamarack Street, and the western border of the fairgrounds. The property is zoned for most commercial activities, residential development, retail, and arts and entertainment uses. Taco John's of Helena, Montana posted on social media last Wednesday, "Much like all of you, we have seen unusual times right now. With SNAP benefits being cut and people not being paid to work, we have a lot of people that could use some help. So we're going to do what we can. We are going to be offering a free meal to anyone who needs it. All we ask is that you come visit the store and ask for the community special. We'll be offering a bean or beef burrito along with an order of potato olés for anyone in need. No questions asked. Our number one job is to feed our community. We are going to make sure that everybody can have a hot meal, no matter what." That's Taco John's of Helena, offering a free community special meal to anyone who visits one of their restaurants in an effort to alleviate hunger during the government shutdown and the failure of government to offer SNAP benefits. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.